The second valley, if the wayfarer's goal be the dwelling of the praiseworthy one, Mahmud, an attribute of God and one of the titles of Muhammad, if the wayfarer's goal be the dwelling of the praiseworthy one, Mahmud, this is the station of primal reason, which is known as the Prophet and the Most Great Pillar. Footnote, Maqam-e-Mahmud, praiseworthy station, is the rank of the prophets endowed with constancy. End footnote. Here reason signifieth a divine, universal mind, whose sovereignty enlighteneth all created things, nor doth it refer to every feeble brain, for it is as the wise Sanai hath written, how can feeble reason encompass the Quran, or the spider's snare a phoenix in her web? Wouldst thou that the mind should not entrap thee? Teach it the science of the love of God. Page 53. On this plane the traveller meeteth with many a trial and reverse. Now is he lifted up to heaven, now is he cast into the depths. As it hath been said, now thou drawest me to the summit of glory, again thou castest me into the lowest abyss. The mystery treasured in this plane is divulged in the following holy verse from the Surah of the Cave. Footnote, Quran 18, verse 16. This is a reference to the station of complete faith. The companions of the cave are identified with early Christian martyrs. End of footnote. And thou mightest have seen the sun when it arose, pass on the right of their cave, and when it set, leave them on the left, while they were in its spacious chamber. This is one of the signs of God. Guided indeed is he whom God guideth, but for him whom he misleadeth, thou shalt by no means find a patron. If a man could know what lieth hid in this one verse, it would suffice him. Wherefore, in praise of such as these, he hath said, men whom neither merchandise nor traffic beguile from the remembrance of God. Quran 24, verse 37. This station conferreth a true standard of knowledge, and freeth man from tests. In this realm to search after knowledge is irrelevant, for he hath said concerning the guidance of travellers on this plane, fear God, and God will instruct thee. For Quran 2, verse 282. And again, knowledge is a light which God casteth into the heart of whomsoever he willeth. From a hadith. Wherefore, a man should make ready his heart, that it be worthy of the descent of heavenly grace, and that the bounteous cupbearer may bring him to drink of the wine of bestowal from the merciful vessel. For the like of this let the travellers travail. Quran 37, verse 59. And now do I say, verily we are from God, and to him shall we return. Quran 2, verse 151.